Today's Shiv Mishnah Brayim Yisim and Tafim Mdalid. We're up to Sif Zayin, and this Sif is going to start discussing a totally new subject. This is the halachas pertaining to a person who is out of his house tending to some matter on Erev Pesach and remembers that he has chametz at home that he has not done beer chametz with. He has not eliminated that chametz. So Shulchan Aruch is going to address a number of cases and we'll discuss whether the person has to return home to do his beer chametz or whether it's permitted to continue with whatever he's doing and simply do a bittel, a nullification, a bittel of the chametz wherever he is. As you know, we have to do both, normally, both bedika with biur and bittel of the chametz. But in certain situations, maybe it will suffice just to do the bittel, which suffices midoraisa. And this will depend primarily on two factors. One, is one tending to a mitzvah or to a personal matter? Meaning, is he engaged in mitzvah activity or in his own personal activity? Chazal waived the Rabbanan requirement of biur chametz, right? Biur chametz, destroying the chametz for the sake of a mitzvah, but not for the sake of a personal matter. So that's one factor. The other factor, factor two, is that in a case where one is occupied with a mitzvah, would he be able to eliminate the chametz, do the biur chametz, and still be able to perform the mitzvah? If it is possible to do both, then Chazal, as we'll see, did not waive and get rid of the requirement of biur. At the end of the sif, Shulchan Aruch is going to give us a kula, that even in circumstances that would require one to return home to eliminate his chametz, if all the chametz that one has at home is less than a kibetza, then even though he normally would have to return in such a situation, since the chametz that he has at home is less than a kibetza, he need not return. So we'll see all of this. That was a very thorough intro to this very loaded sif. And then we will finish up with sif ches, which is not as loaded, although there's some interesting ha'aris in sif ches as well. And then we'll have finished the whole siman, beautiful siman of Taf Mem Dalet. So here we go. Zayin. Ha'olech b'yom ba'ar l'dvar mitzvah. Person is traveling on the 14th of Nisan to perform a mitzvah. For example, kigon. For example, lamul es b'no, to do a bris milah for his son. O lechol sudas erusin b'beis chamav. Or to partake of his erusin suda, his kiddushin. In those days, they used to have erusin kiddushin a year earlier than the actual nisuin. So if he's going to partake of the sudas a rusin in his shver's house, in his father-in-law's house, v'niskar sheyeshlo chametz bebeiso. So he's on his way, okay, traveling to perform one of these mitzvahs such as these, and he remembers niskar sheyeshlo chametz bebeiso. He remembers that he has chametz in his house. So what is the halacha? So the halacha is like this: im yachol lasser lebeiso ulevayer v'lasser lemitzvaso. As we said in our introduction, if he's able to return to his house and do the biur chametz and still have time to return to his mitzvah, Yachzor v'yir, he should return to his house and do the biur chametz. If not, v'imlav, if not, then yivat leno belibo. Then he should do the bittel in his heart. Do the bittel. He did not need to go ahead and do the biur chametz. And just do the doraisa bittel. So let's see this all in the Mishnah Brura, sif katan chaf gimel. So he was on his way, for example, to do lamul es b'no. So look at the Mishnah Brura, l'sudas bris milah, mashma lo mikri mitzil in zelavat al mitzvahs biur. So he's on his way, it says, to do a bris milah. But regarding a bris milah suda, the implication is that it's not considered a mitzvah in this respect that would override the mitzvah of biur chametz. Meaning, even though a sudas bris milah obviously is certainly considered a sudas mitzvah, as we know, ayin shulchan aruch yaradeya reish samachay sif yudbeiz, it is not a mitzvah of the level that would warrant waiving the requirement to eliminate one's chametz. And check out the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram happens to be in Tav Reish Mem Sif Katan Yud Gimel Ayin Shah. So anyway, Schav Dalet Sudas Erusin. Who adin Sudas Sheosin B'Shah Shakala Mikabelas Siblonos. So he says here the same applies to the suda that we make at the time that the kala receives her sivlonos, her gifts. These sivlonos or gifts refer to the gifts that a chasan customarily gave to his kala during the engagement period, and the minhag was that a suda would be held in the home of the kala when the chasan came to deliver these gifts. Check out Rashi in Psachim Mem Tesam and Aleph Dibra Masal Suda. This suda as well is considered a suda's mitzvah to the extent that it overrides the derabanan of biur chametz. The kasal achronim duatim bismanenu kishaosin suda b'shas ksivas hatanoyim. And the Achronim say it similarly nowadays. When we make a suda at the time of the writing of the Tanayim, that too is considered a sudas mitzvah. As you know, the Tanayim is the agreement that is drafted at our contemporary type of engagement before Again, today we do the Kiddushin, the Erusin, together with the Nisuin. So this, we do the Tanayim. So today, that's our contemporary engagement, and that includes a commitment of both sides to follow through with the marriage as planned, and it will often include additional details and clauses, and the signing of the Tanayim is commonly treated as an occasion for a Suda, and is celebrated with a Suda, and the Magen Avraham, Eliyahu Rabba, Chok Yaakov, they hold that a Tanayim Suda is a Suda's mitzvah. There are others that are Cholek. Now, the truth is today, many people do not have Tanayim at the time of the engagement, because Tanayim is a very serious commitment that if the engagement is broken, it's serious business, and therefore many today do not have the Tanayim at the actual L'chaim, at the actual engagement party. They wait as well until the Chasana. That's, if you know, we have the Tanayim and the reading, and the two mothers of the Chasana and Kala, they come and they break the plate. That's what's done today in many weddings. But anyway, those who do have this Sudas Tanayim, L'chaim, and have it at L'chaim, the Tanayim, so there are those that, as we see, view this as a Sudas mitzvah, specifically, as we said, the Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabba, and there are those that, again, that are cholik. We move on, weiter. So, Sifkat L'chafei, B'beis Chamav. So where is the Sudas Erisin usually held? In the Beis Chamav. Mashma Didavka V'chasen Atzmo Mairi. So he says here, but when it says in the Sudas Erisin, in his father-in-law's house, so the implication is that this refers specifically to the Chasan himself, right? Because and this is following the phrasing of the Mishnah in Sachim, speaks of celebrating this Sudas Erisin in the Chamav's house. And the wording implies the Chasan himself. This is the opinion of the Drisha and the Eliyahu Rabba. Some, however, he goes on now, and he says, some are megal for others as well, if they are invited to such a Sudas Erusin. This is the Magen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov. They refer this from the Rambam, who simply states that one who attends a Sudas Mitzvah, such as a Sudas Erusin, need not return to eliminate his chametz, with no indication that it refers specifically to the Chasan. This is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Again, today, we do not have this because we do our Kiddushin and our Erusin at the wedding itself, under the chuppah. Sif katan chaf vav, beniskar sheyesh lo chametz. He remembers that he has chametz on his way to these mitzvahs. V'hu adinim istapek shema yesh lo chametz. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same applies to one who is in doubt, even if it's a suffek, and that he might have chametz. And the achronim, he says, right, chen kasu achronim. The achronim write this as well. This is from the Chiddushei Maran Chalav, he says. And the basic idea is that, as we know, the essential requirement of bedikas chametz is to search for unknown chametz, as known chametz does not need to be searched for. So one simply burns it the next day. So that's why he remembers that he might have chametz. He did not do his bedika / biur. So he goes ahead in these situations if he has to and just does the bittel. Siv katan chav zayin, yachzor the yivayer. So the Shulchan Aruch had said, if he can go back to his home and do the biur and get rid of the chametz and still do the mitzvah, then that's what he should do. Yachzor v'yivayer. Sipkan chav zayin. Me'achash shelo yivatel. Me'achash shelo yisvatel ha'mitzvah yidei ha'biyur yikayim shneim. U'mashu the mitzvah biyur kodemes. He says, since the mitzvah one is currently occupied with will not be lost on account of eliminating the chametz, so he has to perform both. The implication is that the mitzvah of biyur chametz will take precedence, meaning even when there is time to do both, one should do the biyur of the chametz first, and only afterwards return to the other mitzvah. Perhaps this is because, as we know, biur chametz is very time-sensitive, as it has to be destroyed before the end of the sixth hour. Tif katan chav ches, v'im lav, if not, meaning if he doesn't have time to get back to do the biur, and he's on his way to these mitzvahs, yivatlenu belivo, he should do bittel in his heart, do the regular bittel of chametz, and fulfill the daraisa obligation, and he does not have to do the biur in such a situation. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Ches, Im Lav, Otsalomar, Shem Yachso Vishtadel Odos Habir, Lo Yishayel Ozman, Bayom Lasos Amila, O Asuda. It means to say that if he'll return and get involved in doing Bir Chametz, he will not be left with enough time in the day to perform the Mila or to partake in the Sudas Erisin. So, in that case, Chav Tes, Yivat Lenu Belibo. He doesn't bittel Belave, but Makom Shu, he doesn't bittel Belave. Sharei, Acher Habittel, Ain Sarach Levar Ella, Medirei Sofrim. He does this, the Makom Shehu, wherever he is, because the reason that he does not need to eliminate the chametz is that after the bittel, the requirement to do beer of one's chametz is only midirabanan. Uvemakoy mitzvah, hemidu chachamim al din Torah. And when it conflicts with a mitzvah, the chachamim left the deraisa halacha in play. Umayri, shehu adayin Isha Chamishis Sheyachol Levatel. Now, this seems to be said when it is still within the fifth hour when one can do the bittel. Aval Ikai Kfar Bisha Shishis Al Karcho Yachzor Levayer Shehare Az Eino Bishuso Levatel. However, if it were already in the sixth hour, he would be forced, of course, to return to do biur of his chametz, because then it is no longer possible, because it's no longer in his possession with respect to bittul. He can no longer do the bittul. Again, what's going on here is as follows. Since the iser to benefit and get hanah from chametz takes effect at the beginning of the sixth hour, so then he is considered to have lost his jurisdiction over it, and he can no longer do a bittul. Now, you should be aware that chametz becomes only midaraisa aser b'hana only at the end of the sixth hour. The iser hana from the beginning of the sixth hour is the rabbanan. So the Sharatzim points out that even when the chametz is the rabbanan, he will still lose his jurisdiction over it. In other words, even if the iser hana is only the rabbanan, he's still going to lose his jurisdiction over it, and he can no longer do a bittul. And many other achronim hold this way. There is Eliyahu Rabbah. He implies that during the sixth hour, one need not go back to eliminate the chametz, and he would be able to do the bittul. The Maran Chalava seems to hold that way. It seems that the poskim here maintain that since it already became asur bahana, so then it makes no chiluk, because he doesn't have the jurisdiction over it. The truth is, this gets into a super lumdish issue as to the nature of the hisur hana, the Rabbanan versus Doraisa. Is it Bechefza? Is it Begavra? There's a famous Brisker Rav on this, Shah Chametz B'Shah Shishis versus Chametz B'Shah Chamishis. Anyway, from the Mishnah Brura, it's Mashma, like as we said, like the Achronim, that once it's already at the beginning of the sixth hour, he would have to return to do his Biur Chametz. Now, we continue on in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura now says as follows. The Afal Gav, Dal Yedei Zeh is Vatel Mitzvah Mila. He says, even though returning to go ahead and do the Biur Chametz, the Chametz will cause the Mitzvah of Mila not to be performed. Asei the Tashbisu Chomer Tfei. He says here, the Mitzvah Tashbisu is more Chomer, Shu Over Alea B'chol Rega, because he fails to eliminate his Chametz, is doing it, which is a bittel of the mitzvah of Tashbisu every moment. Masha'en came b'mila, which is not the case with mila, as well as the other mitzvahs mentioned in this v'inach, as well as the other mitzvahs mentioned and one similar to this. However, im holech l'sasek b'meis mitzvah, he says here as follows: if one is on his way to tend to a meis mitzvah, namely a corpse which has no one to bury, let's say the meis mitzvah, she'ein lo kavri numutal apnei asad v'bizayon shekol apogei abo chayev kavro. Like, what's a meis mitzvah? He has no one to bury it, and it's lying out in the field in disgrace. But Allah is that anyone who comes across it must bury it. And you remember that he has chametz in his house. And in such a case, then attending to the meis mitzvah will take precedence. And this is so. Even during Pesach, when one be over every moment bal yira, that he has not only mitzvah tashbisu but bal yira, the law of bal yira. And this is, even if there's enough time left in the day to return home, do the biur chametz, and then return and go bury the mace that same day. Nevertheless, af al pikein, aser lo lazuz mimenu achikarenu, he says, even so, it is aser for him to leave the mace until he buries it. It's docha all mitzvahs of the Torah in a shevi al taisa, in a passive fashion, a passive violation of the mitzvahs. So since it's he's not actively being mevatel any mitzvah, it's done passively by not going back. Kavod abrios is that strong of a force, the kavod abrios of meis mitzvah. Now, to appreciate what's going on here, important to realize what he's saying here is that when it comes to a situation, he said where he will cause the mitzvah of mila not to be performed, he still has to go ahead and do the mitzvah of tashbisu, which is seemingly more chamer because he's going to transgress it every moment, and this is not the case with mila and the other mitzvahs. So, Sharatzian brings down Achronim, who asked that since Mila is similarly incumbent upon the person every moment, why would the urgency of Tashbisu override the urgency of Mila? So Sharatzin explains that although the mitzvah of Mila is incumbent upon the person the entire day, nothing is transgressed by delaying it until later in the day. It can legitimately be fulfilled at any point throughout the day, except that it is considered better to perform it as early as possible because of his reason makdimin. In contrast, the mitzvah of Tashbisu demands not only that one eliminate his chametz at some point in the day, but that it be eliminated immediately at midday. And any delay is basically a violation of that mitzvah. So the obligation of Tashbisu does indeed demand earlier fulfillment than that of Mila. Moreover, even if eliminating one's chametz first will cause the Mila to be pushed off to another day, which would then violate the mitzvah of doing the bris Mila bismana on the eighth day, Tashbisu still takes precedence, since its chiv does, after all, precede that of the Mila, since one begins violating the mitzvah Tashbisu at midday, while one will not have violated the mitzvah of Mila until the end of the day, as we just said. And the Sharet Zion argues further that even in the case of a Mila carried out, there's a nice long Sharet Zion, check it out, that even in the case of a Mila carried out after the eighth day, where one is required to perform the Mila without delay, Tashbisu will still take precedence. This is because Tashbisu requires not only one perform an act of Biur, but that one's property be chametz free for the full time period from midday of Erev Pesach until the end of Pesach. It's as though the Torah states a Isser to own chametz throughout that time by stating that it must be eliminated by then. Check out the Chidushei Agrach, Rav Chaim Alevi al Chametz Matzah Aleph Gimel. Therefore, if one delays eliminating the chametz, even if he does eliminate it later, he will still have violated for the time that it was in his possession earlier. In contrast, with respect to Mila, the mitzvah is to perform the act of circumcision, and therefore, although one is not to delay its kiyum, if one does do it at a later time, he's not considered to have violated the mitzvah, since after all, the act was done. Now, the truth is, the Evan HaOzer, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham and maintains that even after midday, one can carry on with the other mitzvah without returning to eliminate chametz. However, the approach of Magen Avraham seems to be substantiated by the Rishonim, the Maharam Chalava. I aim this all in the Shar HaTziyun. Just one more point about the end of this Sif Katan, where the Mishnah Berurah brings up how Gadol Kavod HaBriyos Kazeh Shedeicha Kol Mitzvah Shabatayr V'Shev V'Altaisa. The idea is that by tending to the Meis Mitzvah, instead of eliminating and doing the Biur of the Chametz, one is not actively violating the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rather, it is being violated through his inactivity, his failure to go eliminate his Chametz. And this is a general principle that one may allow a Isser to be passively overridden in order to preserve Kavod HaBriyos. The source of this principle is halacha regarding the return of a lost item, Shabbos Aveda. The Torah teaches that while it is generally prohibited to ignore a lost item, a Shabbos Aveda, if a prestigious person finds an item that he would ordinarily consider below his dignity to carry through the street, he's allowed to ignore it. And you see that the Torah's command not to ignore the lost item is being passively violated here, and that's why it is okay, and this is all to preserve the dignity of the person, Kavod HaBriyos. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, V'mhaya holeich lahatzil min hanahar u'min hadleika u'me hamapoles u'miyad ha'anas. If one was on his way to save people from a flooding river, from a fire, from a fallen building, or from an anas, from an oppressor, yivat lenu belibo. Also, he should go ahead and just do a bittul belayv. Velo yasor afilu yesh shehos. In that case, even if there is time to do so, he will go ahead, and as we said, he will be matzil. He should go and save people from the flooding river, from the fire, from a fallen building, from an oppressor, etc., and just do the bittul and not go back and do the beer. Mishnah Berurah explains, sifrat and lamed afilu yesh shehos. Even if it's time to do the biur chametz and return to save those in danger, the reason is for the following reason. The reason for this is that for saving lives, chazal v'mekel, and allow one to rely on the daraisa bittel even lechatchila. Even a situation where one is able to go ahead and do both. With respect to other mitzvahs, chazal allowed one to perform the mitzvah at the expense of bir chametz, only if there is not enough time to perform both. But with respect to saving lives, Chazal went further and instructed one to continue his journey to save a life at the expense of the bir, even if he would be able to do both. Chazal wished to enable a person saving lives to proceed unhindered, even if he would be able to save the lives despite such a hindrance. The pasuk Magen Avraham, the la'achar shas habir, the lo mahani bittel yachzor levayer. The Magen Avraham, he writes that after the deadline for biur chametz, at which time bittel is no longer effective, he should first return to do his biur chametz, That's what he should do. Yachzor levayer kevan sheyesh shehus lahatzel achakach. He should do the biur since he has time to save those in danger after that. But dafka kishebarilo shegam achakach yachol lahatzel. But that is only if he is certain that he'll be able to save them afterwards as well. He has to be certain. Aval mesveik aliyasa. But if he's uncertain, he should not return to destroy his chametz. However, many achronim, he says, Rabbi Me'achronim Kosvu, many Achronim write, Rishayeshos, Bevadai Acharkach, Lahatzil, Gamkein, Lo Yatzilvayr. They write that even if there will definitely be time afterwards for the rescue, one should still not eliminate the Chametz, Gamkein, Lo Yatzil, to do Bior. The Dilma Adahachi Vachi Mitrid, Lo Yachal Latzil Achak. Because we are concerned that perhaps he will become preoccupied in the interim and he will not be able to save them later. So the basic disagreement here is that according to the Magen Avraham, he holds that it's only as long as the Biur is only the Rabbanon, that's when Chazal preferred to waive the requirement and not hinder the life-saving activity in any way. However, when the requirement of Biur is Doraisa, which is the case if Bittul cannot be performed, then the requirement can only be overridden when it actually, means like the requirement for Biur, according to the Magen Avraham, can only be overridden when it would actually prevent one from saving a life. And therefore, in a situation where one can no longer do Bittul, right, so then Biur would be Doraisa, one would, according to the Magen Avraham, he have to eliminate the Chametz and do his beer. The other Achram obviously holds that no, even if there will definitely be time afterwards for the rescue, one should still not return to eliminate his chametz, as we're concerned that perhaps he'll become preoccupied in the interim, and he'll not be able to save them later. Again, according to the Magen Avraham, it's only if he's certain that he'll be able to save them afterwards as well. If it's a suffix, he should not return, even according to the Magen Avraham, to destroy his chametz, because as a rule, even suffix pikuach nefesh overrides all dairises, except for, the three biggies. Shulchan Aruch now continues. Now we come to that other point we mentioned in our introduction, that the person leaves for his own needs, then yachzor miyad, then of course, again, if he set out on his travels for his own needs, then of course he must return immediately to do his mitzvah, the rabbanon of biur, even though he'll be doing the bittul dairisa. He'll have to go ahead and go back. And comes the Mishnah Brura, and he explains, Laman Aleph, with Tzorech Atzmo, turning for his own needs. Hayim b'achronu leizah poiske mafilu hu ma'arev k'dei leilech l'mod etzel rabo mikri d'var ha'reshus l'gavim mitzvah biur. Achronim state that according to some posts, even if one is on his way to make an Erev in order to go and study with his Rebbe, his Rebbeim, it is considered a non-mitzvah matter with respect to the mitzvah of biur. The Alkein Sarech Lachzor L'var B'chol Gavim. And he therefore must return to do his biur chametz in all circumstances. What's the reason? The reason for this is that the performance of mitzvahs, even the rabbanon mitzvahs, takes precedence to Torah study. When the mitzvah cannot be performed by others, this principle we know from the Gemara and the idea and the Rishonim. The one who is involved in a mitzvah, oisik a mitzvah, is patur from atzma mitzvah. We know, but learning Torah is the exception to oisik a mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. Because there, the rule is that Torah is meant to lead a person to fulfillment of the mitzvahs, and therefore, Torah study should be interrupted when there is a mitzvah to be done, unless there are others who can fulfill the mitzvah. We continue on. Zif katan lamed beis yachzor. So yachzor miyad, he has to return immediately. Again, in a situation where the person set out for his own needs, he has to return immediately. To do what? The vayer kemitzvahs hachamim v'afilu kvar hichzik b'derech. He has to return immediately to do biur of his chametz, like the chachamim demanded, even if he had already started on his way. Why? She'ein doichin mitzvahs chachamim b'nei dvar reshus. Because the requirement of the chachamim cannot be overridden by a personal matter. For a personal, continuing on the Shulchan Aruch, ad kama hu chozer ad kebeitza. Pachos mikan mivadlo belibo v'dio. How much chametz must he return? For how much? For how much chametz must he return? For as little as a kebeitza. If it were less than that, he should do a bittul of the chametz in his heart, and that is sufficient. So we have here the Mishnah Brura where he says, Ad kama uchozer, koi al kol ma sheniskar le'el. He says this refers to everything mentioned above. Da'afilu imhalach l'dvar reshus. As even if a person is going for some personal matter, keivan sheichzik v'ar b'derech, lo betrichu chachamim lachzor kesh chametz u'pachas mekebeitza. Once he's already on his way, the chachamim not trouble him to return when the chametz is less than a kebeitza. Rather, el adai lo bebitul. In such a case, he will suffice to just go ahead and do the bittul. However, im higia sha shishis she'ein yachal shuv lebatel, tzorech lachzor miyad, afilu ein sham ela kezayis chametz. However, if it is already the sixth hour, and one can no longer do bittul, then he must return immediately, even if there is only a kezayis of chametz, sharei kolzman she'ein mevaro min ha'olam legamrei, who overwhelmed his asei shel Torah, because as long as he does not completely eliminate it, he will have transgressed a mitzvah tashbisu min ha'Torah. However, aval an ein sham ela pachos mikezayis, lo itrichu chachamim lachzor eliyelech darko ukishayachso yveso yivayer bimhu yom tov o shabbos yichve ala kli ad erev kumoshi yisbar besimin tov memvav ayishon. However, he says if it's only less than a kazayas of chametz there, so then the chachamim did not trouble him to return to do biur, and they hold that one is not chayiv midoraisa to go ahead and eliminate chametz that is less than a kazayas. The truth is, there are those that are cholek and hold that it is doraisa to keep even chametz that is less than a kazayas in one possession. And so it's really not so posh, but that's what he says. And Mishnah Berurah here basing this on the kula of the Magen Avraham and many other achronim. And that's why he says he can continue on his way. And when he returns home, he should eliminate it. And who again, Yom Tov, O Shabbos, Yichvah Lov Kli Ada Erev, Kamoshi Zbarab, Sim Tov, and Vavayin Shom. If it's Yom Tov or Shabbos when he returns, then he should place an overturned Kli over it until nightfall, as we will see more about this coming up, that we'll see that burning chametz is not allowed on Yom Tov. So that's what you do there. You go ahead and you cover it with a kli. Ayin Shom. Sivches. Haysal of Isa Bebeso, Vutaru the Mako Macher, Vyarei Shem Etachmitz, Mivadla Belibo Kodim Shetach. If one has dough in his home and he's occupied elsewhere and he's afraid that it might become chametz, so he should do bittel of the dough in his mind, like bittel Belibo. Kodim Shetachmitz, Mivadla Belibo Kodim Shetachmitz. Right? He should be Mivadal in his Belibo before it becomes chametz. However, Aval Mechmitza, Ena Bittel Moel, Imu Acher's Man Isuru. However, if it has become chametz, then bittel will not be effective if it is done after the time of Isser, when it is already usher to get hanah from the chametz. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Lamed Dalid Haisalo Isa Perish Afilu Achar Zman Isuro Dai Bebitul Kevat Shabosa Shah Adayin Lo Hichmitz Habidino Kamo Kodem Zman Isuro. This means that even after the time of the isser, it is sufficient to do bittul, since at that time the dough has not yet become chametz. So the halacha is the same as before the time of isser, because it has not yet become chametz, because it was still dough that has not yet rose to the point of chametz. Sif katan lamed hey, v'utaru l'makom acher, he's occupied elsewhere. Rotsa lomar, shemachmas ze'im shalo levo leveso miyad lefoso, v'yaroi shematachmitz kodim shayavo leveso. Meaning that because of this, he cannot immediately return home to bake the dough, and he fears that it might become chametz before he comes home. Aval l'mechmitz, sif katan lamed vav, he says, right, if it already became chametz, then bittel's not going to help. If it's after this man iser, v'mshah, Mishnah Berurah says, ha'isa, sheer mil, b'vadei achmitz lo mahani, bittel. If the dough has sat for the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, he says, then it has definitely become chametz, and bittel is not affected. That's what, you know, that's when you know that it has for sure become chametz. So, siv kata mamet zayin, and ena bittel moil. At that point, bittel is not going to work. But over b'chol sha'al ba'yira, tzorech le'et take it for beso b'var. At that point, at each moment, he's going to be over the actual lava ba'yira, and he must immediately go home and do the biur. Adkan.